WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
Do I even ask the question? This is WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin. That's the intern, King Kittens.
Yo.
Do I ask the question? Or are we not allowed?
What question?
You know the question. How about them Cowboys? No? Okay. Not allowed to ask. Got it. We have the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, that's me. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Good evening. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night. We're going to be previewing Royal Rumble, but we're also going to assign you guys your numbers. Oh, hey, Rock.
Yes, Tim.
How about them Cowboys?
I'm not the Cowboys expert, so I can't answer the question.
How about them Eagles?
They're on to the NFC Championship.
Yes, they are. How about them Cowboys, though? Has he hung up yet?
No, he's not yet. You know, we're here to talk about the Royal Rumble, right, Brent?
Sure.
Yeah, he's in a mood.
Not in any kind of mood.
See, there's that mood.
Okay.
Don't know what he's talking about, but we'll just play along for shits and giggles.
So let's talk about the Royal Rumble, which is live this Saturday.
Hey, what's happening at the Royal Rumble? Is things going down?
There are many a thing going down at the Royal Rumble. First, everything's going down at the Royal Rumble as well. You mentioned we have the Royal Rumble entry contest. We will give people numbers here later in the show because that's what we're doing. It's anticipation we're building. And anyone who called dibs on numbers, do not get dibs on those numbers.
That's not how it works.
I think they get first pick.
There's no first pick.
No, I mean, they get they're the one that gets the randomizer first.
Oh, it's already randomized.
Okay.
It's already put together. Everyone gets put on the list.
It's all done. I mean, you get 30 people saying, I'm in. It takes a minute.
But we're not like going to give it individually. You put all 30 names down, and then it spits it back out at you. Come on, you know statistics.
I mean, technically, that's not statistics.
But you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
From someone who's taking a bunch of statistic courses, I mean.
You know how that works. Anyway, data analysis, all that shit, whatever. I don't know.
Analytics.
Analytic bullshit that people swear by. Anyway.
Analytic bullshit.
Did you use Amazon Analytics to do it? Because, you know, we heard 14,000 commercials about that this weekend.
Speaking of Amazon, if you have Amazon Prime League, your Twitch account is called Prime Gamers. Support channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen.
There you go.
So, the first ever Mountain Dew Pitch Black match will happen at the Royal Rumble, featuring Bray Wyatt wrestling his first premium live event match in 2 years?
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
Because Mania was the last one, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so just about.
He worked a week.
So about 20 months?
He worked a week of house shows, so maybe he knocked the rust off. He's going to take on LA Knight. What do we think about how this is going to be? And what the hell is a Pitch Black presented by Mountain Dew match?
Oh, it's going to certainly be smoke and mirrors. Maybe legitimately. We're not totally sure.
I don't even have a guess to venture.
It's going to be something with the absence of light. I don't think it's going to be like a blindfold match in terms of pitch black. I don't know if it'll just be like a spotlight.
It'll be absolutely pitch black, and both the fans watching on TV and live in attendance will only know that shit's going down by sound. That's it. Just by sound.
That would work great in terms of presentation. Let me tell you.
They've done other dumb things in the past.
It's one of those things where it's like, I understand the corporate synergy. You know, Mountain Dew, Pitch Black, sure, okay. And it's a way of kind of easing Bray back in, like I said, with a lot of smoke and mirrors. Because if it's dark and you had, you know, some questions about the fact that he's been out for 20 months, that can mask some of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you use a lot of, you know, hardcore elements, you know, it's a no DQ match in theory. Okay, as we've seen with other people, Hunter, those kind of matches can help prolong certain things. You know, it can take, you know, what would be a normal 5 to 10 minute match and maybe make it 15 because you can throw some stuff in there to kind of keep people's attention.
And it, you can't really do it cinematically because you're in the Alamo Dome and you're promising 50,000 fans to see Bray Wyatt in the ring, so...
Well, you can do cinematic elements.
Elements, yes, but the whole... He's got to be in front of the crowd for this.
Oh, yeah, no, I honestly, you know, I think the majority of this match will take place in and around the ring. How you know, just how much is going to be shown is another story, but I do think you'll see some of those, you know, like what we've seen with Alexa, you know, pathways or the entrance ramp or something, having that kind of spotlight treatment there to really emphasize, hey, look over here, hey, look over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you'll get some of that. To be fair, giving Bray LA Knight as a first opponent, not a bad idea, because we all know LA Knight can bump like hell.
He can bump like hell. He's been great with the promos back and forth with Bray.
Yeah, and he's really kind of driven home that point of, you know, is Bray Uncle Howdy, yes or no? Because as he touched on this week with SmackDown, 1 week he says he's not. The next week he's in the rocking chair saying he is. What the hell?
It's weird.
And the thing about this is, this all ties into the fact of, you know, Bray coming back and we're not knowing what's going on. And I mean, we're still in the first part of this story.
And so, we've seen it pick up in the recent weeks. We've seen him gear towards being who he was and or what he's going to become, because we've seen many a face return.
Yeah, we some of them felt it. But yeah, we've seen, like, I think this is one of those things where, as we've seen with Bray since he's come back, this is kind of an amalgamation of everything that, you know, this is his whole path in WWE kind of encompassed at once. Normally, when they do a repackage, they don't like to talk about what's happened before. With Bray, they're turning into that skid, and it's like, no, all of this has kind of turned you into the monster you are, and you're trying to not release it. And Howdy is sitting there going, no, you know you want to release the beast, essentially, and give in to all of those dark things in you. And we're seeing, like, little tendrils with that, and we're seeing the tendrils with Alexa and her both kind of accepting and fighting it, in a sense, which is interesting. Hello?
Tim?
Hello? Okay, did my mic break? Can you hear me now?
There we go.
I can hear you.
Now we can hear you. I thought you were going to jump in and have a take.
Okay. I didn't really have a take, no.
So who's winning the Lights Out match?
I'm going Bray.
Or Pitch Black match, I should say. You're going Bray.
Yeah. I think in this case, Bray needs the win in his essentially return to the ring. LA can take the loss here, even though he's been reinvented. So it's not going to hurt him. And I think Bray needs it to carry him forward.
Mm-hmm. Tim, what about you?
Well, you know, bringing back Bray and all of this stuff leading up with the promos and everything. And Bray, 1 week is, and second week he isn't. And the only thing running through my head is, are they going to screw his character up this go round? Build him up like absolute crazy just to have him shit the bed at a premium live event.
Boy, you really think highly of what they're doing. That sums it up right there.
Well, here's the thing. You know, like the first two go rounds with his characters, plural. The first go rounds, they did great build up. They had fantastic promos. The skits were top notch, first rate, and then all of a sudden, it's nothing but a big disappointing letdown.
Have you been let down so far on this run?
It's not okay. The buildups have never let anybody down. It's the payoff, and I have to admit, just based on previous history, I'm worried that Bray's doing the job to LA Knight. In this situation, is it really that big a deal? It wouldn't be, except they've got to give more legitimacy to Bray Wyatt. How many times have you expected something absolutely incredible? And the premium live events or pay-per-views or whatever the hell you want to call them have been not just disappointing, not just a letdown, but a great big F you to your investment into whatever iteration of Bray Wyatt you've got going on.
It depends, because so there's been many opportunities where they've actually delivered with him. There have been a few where it's kind of made you question it, but there have been a lot of opportunities on big events where he's actually delivered.
Yeah. But still, including the
Royal Rumble. Which has happened multiple times.
That sits in the background. That just does. Not for everybody. For some people, myself included, it's just hanging over there. They haven't been consistent. Like you say, yeah, they've had some good payoffs in the premium live events. Yeah. But there was never any consistency with Bray with any iteration, any version. You don't believe me? Ask Lindsay. She'll follow. I'm sure. I'm assuming Lindsay would back me up on this. There hasn't been the consistency. It's crapshoot. That being said, I'm actually picking Bray to win this match.
And so did Keishi. Staying with it all, the Raw Women's title is on the line. It's Alexa Bliss challenging Bianca Belair. And Brent, we've seen her find her evil ways in the last 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, it's been a little bit longer than that. They've been planting the seeds for, a month and a half now?
Something like that, but we've really seen it in the last couple of weeks.
Right, we've really seen kind of evil Alexa start to, shine through in her eyes and everything recently. But it's, to me, I like this kind of build because it's been a slow burn in getting that turn. Instead of just having, an immediate attack after a match, and it's like, oh, now they're a heel. It's like you've seen elements of it here and there, and you've seen her kind of fighting it at first. Like, she sees the symbol, and all of a sudden her eyes glaze over, and she's kind of like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. And then you've also kind of seen some gears turning in her head of the fact that, like, though she's gone to the therapist, though she's kind of overcome, quote-unquote, the demons, she's also realized she kind of lost a little something in doing so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when she was fighting with Asuka, she kept kind of coming up short. And it wasn't one of those where she just blatantly turns on Asuka or, she throws the hissy fit. It's just, you can start to see, it's just like, I'm not where I'm supposed to be, and people are starting to underestimate me. Because you heard her mention that in some of her promos, of the fact that it's like, yeah, I have, I've been multi-time champion. I've, been a tag team champion. I've held all of these kind of accolades, and people are kind of casting me off. So now that she's able to kind of embrace the hate, no pun intended, you're starting to see that edge again, and honestly, I think not just on, in a storyline perspective, I think behind the scenes, Alexa likes a little bit of this freedom to kind of change the character up a bit. If you've seen, you know, if you've seen interviews she's given, like the time that she was with Bray was some of her most fun, she said, because she got to kind of take characters to an extreme in a sense.
She got to act, and that's something she's enjoying, is that process, creating character, expanding on the character and showcasing it.
Right, because if you remember when she very first debuted, she was like this little pixie princess cheerleader type that her biggest thing was blowing glitter into the camera. There was nothing to it. And then she got the edge and she joined up with Blake and Murphy. And she got to be, you know, a little bit of evil Alexa, and it just took off.
Yep.
She was able to kind of fight against her normal sweet nature. And yeah, that's when she started to really kind of take off in NXT, on the main roster. Anytime she gets to kind of play that little bit of an evil role, just elevates her even more.
Yeah.
So it's been fun to see Bianca, who is naturally gifted, is bigger than Alexa. We saw that one spot in the match where she's holding her forehead and, you know, Alexa's just trying to swing. And it's like, yeah, haha, okay. But if Alexa can get close to her, she's going to screw her up because she's a feisty little thing.
Yeah, she is.
She's 5 feet of fury.
Indeed.
So it's just, it's fun to be able to see, like, maybe Bianca write her off, and all of a sudden Alexa will, you know, who is also very athletic, start to give her a run for her money. And then all of a sudden Bianca's like, oh, because also Alexa will not hesitate to go to certain places in order to get an advantage.
Mm-hmm. Tim, does Alexa have a chance to walk out with the belt?
Alexa in this match is a filler opponent. That being said, that's not an insult or anything else like that. They've got different plans for her. Bigger plans for her at the moment. This match is going to be fun. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be enjoyable. Both women are extremely agile and very gifted athletically. But, Brent, you touched on it. Alexa is having fun rediscovering that character and bringing all those elements in and such. And we're going to see a lot of that, I think, or at least you know, a decent amount. In this match, Bianca's winning. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But that being beside the point, I'm still looking forward to watching this match.
Who's winning? You're going Bianca?
I did say that. Okay. Bianca's winning this match. I mean, yeah. Alexa is a filler opponent for this pay-per-view.
Casey is also going Bianca. Brent, are you also going Bianca?
Fuck the trend, Brent.
Well, I was going to say, I think if you wanted to do a change before Mania, you could do something here, and then if your plan is to have Bianca go into Mania as champ, you can always kind of flip it back because you still have 2 months essentially to do it. However, I think in this case, you're going to want Bianca as champion because I also don't think putting the belt on Alexa and then flipping it off of her quickly does a lot for her. I think if Alexa's going to win, you're going to want the belt on her for a decent, you know, 3 or 4 month run.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, I'm going to go Bianca, setting her up to make the Mania run, though Alexa is going to give a really good showing and kind of set her up, like Tim said, kind of for that next step where they're going to take her moving forward. Who knows? It could be something with Asuka. It could be something with some other folk, who knows, but I'm looking forward to seeing more of this new incarnation of Miss Bliss again.
Kevin Owens is going to attempt to dethrone Roman Reigns for the undisputed Universal WWE Championship.
Again. At Royal Rumble.
Well, the last time it was just for the Universal. This is the undisputed Universal Championship of the world.
Yes.
Does.
Yeah, at the last one, it's like NHL referees are in charge of that last man standing match.
Hopefully no handcuffs are involved.
Oh, I've got it.
They are, they're much more aware of them this time.
Yeah, they'll have somebody on hand who knows how to work the goddamn key. What the hell was it with you, Paul Heyman? But yeah, didn't Roman have like a 320 count before those damn things were unlocked?
Something like that. So we're now here. Does Kevin Owens stand a chance to take down Roman Reigns? Or is he another filler, Tim?
Well, I wouldn't call him filler, but he's not winning. It's going to be a lot of fun and entertaining. I brought this up to you, what was it, 2 months ago, Rock? Sami Zayn and the Bloodline, they're on their way out. They're headed towards Splitsville. Now, the question is... does it become official at Rumble?
Could become official tomorrow night at the trial of Sami Zayn.
There is that as well.
Because they're putting him on trial for everything that's been going on.
I don't think that they're going to do it on Raw 30 when they can do it at a premium live event.
But Raw 30 is a big event.
I know, it's huge. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's 30 years of Monday Night Raw. I mean,
a lot of stuff has happened on Monday Night Raw. What's one more thing? Happen on 30.
That's a very good point. Could happen. Will it? Who knows? But it could.
Now, there's one really interesting thing to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to go this way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rock, what happened on Friday to end the show?
What happened?
So, there was going to be a contract signing.
There was.
And you had Roman sitting in the ring with his foot up on the table, you know. Being the absolute asshole he is.
At the head of the table.
At the head of the table. You had Solo standing behind him, and you had the Usos probably hanging out in Gorilla just in case, you know, Kevin decided to show.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin showed outside the ring, dumping Solo Sikoa, hitting Roman with a stunner, taking out the Usos, and then pop-up powerbombing Roman through said table.
I enjoyed that segment immensely.
Oh, the fact that he got the one up on the entire Bloodline at that point was great, because we've seen, you know, power in numbers with them throughout the whole thing. And it was just one determined Canadian taking out the entire Bloodline. And then he corners Paul, who does a great job screaming, "I have a kid! I have a kid! Don't hurt me!" And Kevin signs a contract.
He does.
And throws it to Sammy before he takes off. Now, there's an interesting hypothesis being put out by some. We don't know what was signed.
You mean we don't know whose name Kevin signed?
Right. It could be Kevin. He could have signed his name really quick and it's like, yep, I'm making it official. It's just very interesting that Sammy took a look at said contract too. What if at Mania we have everything's coming together and you have Kevin standing there getting ready to come down to the ring? Roman is standing in the ring, and he just goes, "Oh, by the way, Roman, did you check the contract? Because a name was signed, but it wasn't me." And then, boom, haluva kick.
For the Rumble, you mean?
At the match at Rumble.
Okay, because you said Mania. I was like, wait.
Sorry, at the match at Rumble. You have Roman being just fired up, cocksure, ready that he's going to try and dismantle Kevin, and then... That's when everything comes together, because you know Sammy's going to get raked through the coals and possibly humiliated on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We've already seen, you know, leading into that final segment on Friday, Roman wasn't trusting him. Roman, you know, refused the fist bump. He's starting to question, you know, look at Sammy and question things. And they're probably going to say, "Why weren't you out there to help us on Friday?" To which it's like, you told me to stay back. You told me to get everything together, make sure that the cars were ready.
Mm-hmm.
So it could just set up to be that moment where the entire plan comes together and it's like Kevin has played his part to help his friend. Sammy has, you know, eaten shit for how many months now, and the strategist finally puts it all together. And it shows that, you know, yeah, the Bloodline has been this force, but it can all get taken down with one plan. Just a hypothesis.
It could happen.
If it is Kevin and Roman, I'm still looking forward to it, because I know that these two can work, and Kevin has made it believable going into this match that he's been through the trials of the Bloodline before. He knows what they can do, and he's got, you know, as Friday showed, he's got things in place to try and take them all on.
Yeah. So who wins, Brent?
I don't know if they're going to pull the unified titles off of him, especially because I don't think we're going to get the Mania match that everyone thinks that we're going to in Hollywood.
It's not looking that way, apparently.
No. And I mean, it could be a whole giant swerve. He could show up on Saturday. Everyone would lose their shit. And it's a, you know, ha ha, we got you kind of thing. But at the same time, as we saw with, I believe it was 27, it takes a lot to be able to get back in the ring. Even if you're ripped as hell, there's a difference between being in shape and in ring shape.
And I think that's kind of where we're at with him.
Yeah, I think, you know, Dwayne always is going to look, you know, like a comic book hero, Greek god, or Egyptian god, as the case may be. But there's a difference between looking that way and then having the cardio to be able to put together a match, being able to take the bumps properly if you haven't been bumping for a while. And also, as we saw with Cena, he got into a match and got a hernia that, you know, affected his acting career.
Yeah.
And when you're making, you know, tens of millions of dollars and studios are banking entire movies, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars on you, they can't be like, oh yeah, go ahead and go wrestle with this. Oh, you know, you broke your ankle or you tore your knee like Logan Paul. Well, that's okay. No, that screws up entire productions.
So you're going Roman.
For this, as much as I would love to see Sammy win, I would love to see Sammy be a world champion because of all of this and stun everybody. It would be great. But I think they're going to do something else with him and Kevin in terms of the bloodline. And it would also be different if it was only one of the belts on the line as opposed to the combined, as opposed to what we're seeing what they're doing with the Usos and their championships. So for this, I'll have to take Roman.
Tim, who you got? Cool. Keishi is picking Roman Reigns. Tim is picking.
I already picked, did I not?
Just making it on record. Who'd you pick? Who are you taking?
Roman.
Making it clear. Okay. Now let's talk about the men's Royal Rumble. 30 men, one opportunity to main event WrestleMania for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Who has the best shot at winning?
It's Cody Rhodes.
Why is it Cody Rhodes?
It's the returning Cody Rhodes.
But why?
I have no in-universe answer to this. Really, I don't. He's coming back from a massive major injury. The second that his music hits, whatever roof is there is gone.
Okay.
I mean, the whole thing behind Cody Rhodes' return to WWE was the lure was a championship run with at least one of the titles, if not both.
Okay, so you believe Cody has the best chance at winning. Brandt?
I think Cody's going to win.
You think Cody's going to win. Brandt, who do you think is going to win the Royal Rumble?
That was weird.
Okay. I have to ask, what brand is Sami Zayn on?
SmackDown.
I'm going Sami. Because there is another event between Rumble and Mania that can earn you a title shot. I think Cody is the telegraphed win. You know, they're doing everything with the vignettes. They're doing everything, you know, with him announcing that he's coming back. All of that is building to, I think, Cody having a good performance in the Rumble. I just don't necessarily see him possibly winning it. I see him going far and, losing it, but then he can easily enter the Raw Elimination Chamber, or just the simply one Elimination Chamber match, and earn a title shot for the Raw belt, because I think they're going to split those.
That was my prediction for this year, I think.
It was a very obvious prediction. Because
you had that, and then splitting the tag belt, so.
But that was, again, very obvious prediction, because we all know it's coming.
So, for me, I look at this and I go, okay, if that's the way it's going to play out, Cody wins the Elimination Chamber, which is very possible. Then you need someone from SmackDown, in theory, to challenge maybe for the other belt.
If that's what you believe is happening.
Right, because there's something out in the universe that Roman's going to fight both days. If you want to maximize his potential, sure. And in doing that, you'll need a SmackDown rep, and honestly, that could be something where, oh God, just the build with Sammy and Roman and the betrayal and wanting to get back. I would love to see it. So for this, I'm gonna go out on a limb. And I'll choose Sami Zayn. But I don't know if I'm alone.
You're not alone, because Keishi went Sami Zayn.
Yep.
He didn't go in there. Well, they're splitting the belts and all this other stuff that you did. But
hey, you know me. I like to take things to another level, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. I understand. So, now, yes, right.
Who do we think may be in the Rumble?
What?
Well, there's only 15 people that are announced.
What?
So there's 15 surprises, especially if they're in San Antonio.
What?
Have one beer.
What?
What?
Two beers.
What?
Three beers.
What?
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Because Cody being announced,
bitch.
Because Cody being announced was because if Cody had come back at the Rumble, that's a huge return.
Yes.
And unannounced.
Unannounced, but everyone knew.
Yeah, but they've announced it now, and it's like, okay, that must mean that there's something else waiting.
Or he never did return the wrestling ring that he borrowed last summer, a year ago last summer.
And also, the Rumble, we've seen it with JBL when he made his appearance, because, you know, the JBL person had never appeared before he did as a commentator. Back then, you know, JBL doesn't always have the best back, right?
Yeah.
So the Rumble is a great match to be able to protect someone because you can punch, kick, struggle in the corner, and then just take the one kind of bump over the rope, and you're done. So for someone like Steve, he could come into the match late, get that big pop, get an elimination or two, and then get dumped over by someone who's looking to get some heat, you know, a Karrion Kross or, you know, Omos or someone along those lines. Someone that you might want to, like, heal up or give a nice rub to, and it's all good.
That's a good theory.
Well, he's already in the match.
It's a theory in theory.
I was going to say, no, theory would be the one who would.
Yeah, that's
and
also
we're not talking good. Austin.
That would take out Austin. That's where I was going with that.
Yeah, it's, you just brought up the wrong Austin.
Now, do we think we're going to hear trumpets, maybe?
Anything's possible.
Because he could also, in theory, go face-to-face with someone.
He could. Everything is possible to those that believe. Imagine Bo just shows up in the Rumble match.
Old Bo.
Old Bo. Not Uncle Howdy. Bo.
Get that fucking awful music back.
Huh?
That inspirational music and have him just run around the outside of the ring. I would pop.
It's possible.
I mean, we could also see someone from another promotion.
Oh my God, it's John Moxley.
Well, no, not him.
Oh my God, it's CM Punk.
I think he's still under contract.
Oh my God, it's Kenny Omega.
It could be the Switchblade.
Oh my God, it's Jay White.
It could be that. We could get people from another brand that's not SmackDown or Raw.
Oh my God, it's Bron Breakker. Oh my God, it's the Great Muta.
Oh my God, to the moon.
Could be Cameron Grimes. Who knows? Could be anybody.
This is why I love the Rumble, though.
It's the best event of the year since WrestleMania.
It's one of the events that I was able to go to live, and I was so excited because it's one of those, when the numbers start counting down, you instantly look towards the entranceway, and you're like, who is next? You may have an idea, mm-hmm. And especially towards the end, you start going, okay, who haven't we seen yet?
Yeah.
But it's always just great to have that moment of anticipation, and especially because it is the kickoff to Mania season. It is, you know, you officially start getting in the car and driving down that road. So it just amps you up.
It does. Yeah.
What's my favorite pay-per-view of all time?
You tell me.
You don't remember?
It was a rhetorical. Just answer the question, Tim.
It's this one, damn it!
There you go. We have one other Royal Rumble to talk about. It's the Women's Royal Rumble. Who's winning?
Wait. Oh, no, Tim picked Rhodes. Yeah, let's make it sure.
No, I picked the men's rumble first. You go for it, you SOB.
Who do I think is going to win the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to figure out. Spit it out.
I think we're going to see the elevation of someone that we've wanted for a little while.
Yep, you're going to see the rise of Carmella back into the title picture.
I don't think that's who he was referring to.
That's really funny. Honestly, though, Carmella coming back after what she has gone through would be nice to see.
Yeah, it would.
Because she has had some tribulations.
She has.
And it would be good, you know, to get a little bit of sense of normalcy back for her.
Good karma.
Yes. I'm just saying that it would be good for her.
Wait, karma. Karma's coming back, too?
How not awesome quite. Would she, that she be?
Has, not quite.
Not quite.
No. But if I have to pick, I think it's setting up the rise of Rhea Ripley.
Casey's in the same wavelength with you.
And it's, well, they've done a lot with, you know, planting things for her. And honestly, a match with her and Bianca at Mania feels like a Mania match. Mm-hmm. Like, you announce those two, and it's instantly, shut up and take my money, I want to watch these two kill each other. And it would be a great match, because both of them have skill sets and size and speed and agility that work well with each other. Because they both can legitimately take on men. And I don't mean that like, you know, oh, like Andy Cobb. I mean, no. Like, Rhea picked up Doc Gallows. Bianca can do the same. They could hold a main card title outside of the women's division, and it's legit. Mm-hmm. So for this, I think it's Rhea. The only wrinkle in all of this could be if they bring someone in for a surprise to set up a different Mania match.
Who's that?
If Aunt Betty shows up, all bets are off.
Anything is possible.
Because the last time we saw Betty, she got concertoed by Rhea, and we all know, as soon as that happened, I know Lindsay and I both had the same reaction, oh, Rhea, you gonna die. You will die in your future. And honestly, the Rumble is the perfect event to bring her back. Because all you have to do is have Rhea go on a run. Eliminate, you know, go on a Brock Lesnar style run, not a full 10 or 15, but, you know, run through about six people, chuck them out, and she's just standing in the ring cocky like, haha, come on, who's next? And then that music hits and you just see Rhea have that come to God moment.
Okay.
And that plays out in the second half of that match. She could eliminate Beth along the way, and then that's the match for Elimination Chamber, is Beth versus Rhea single for retribution, but not that kind of retribution. But it's a storyline I think can happen here, and I want to see happen here.
So you're officially going?
I'm officially going Rhea, but like I said, if Beth enters the match, my confidence is going to get shaken just a bit.
Tim?
That is precisely why I wouldn't pick Rhea to win this Rumble, because I am imagining that the Rumble will be the setup for the WrestleMania match between Rhea and Betty. And yeah, I see that happening. Rhea running roughshod, and then the music hits, and out comes Beth. And Rhea actually turns white as a sheet. Let me just, like, expand on that. Initially, I'm thinking, well, if Becky wins, that would be like three. They could still have that match, but not be the marquee Rumble winner match. And just thinking about from a booking standpoint, I'd give it to the lovely young Rodriguez.
Raquel Rodriguez?
Yep.
Okay, so that's your pick. So that's...
Now, that's, that being said, you know, you're like, Brent, you're like, shut up and take my money when it comes to Rhea and Bianca. And yeah, money match. But just as much, if not more, I think, would be made between Raquel and Charlotte.
Okay. So there you go. Those are their Royal Rumble predictions. There may be another match or two added to the show. Who knows? And we'll figure that out as we go. So with that, it's time for the results of the Royal Rumble entry contest. Now, to explain everything about it, we have randomly taken 30 listeners and fans of the network and the shows and all those things, put them in a random draw, and spit out a list of 30 names in order, and they will get a wrestler in both Royal Rumble matches.
Did we get dibs?
Of course.
So, no dibs. We're taken. So sorry for anyone who made dibs and whatnot. But you will get your number.
You cannot request number 27, Brent.
No, not that. Now, what if we licked a number and claimed it as our own?
No, it doesn't happen like that. So, Brent, I have a couple questions.
It's not Thanksgiving dinner at your parents' house.
So, Brent, you're the stats guy. What number is the best number to get in the Royal Rumble? What is the best odds? What number?
Hang on. Give me just 1 second.
Figured you would have known this off the top of your head. But
I want to confirm it because I did have these numbers initially pulled up. Gosh darn it. Where the heck is that? I believe it's 27 and 30. Both have had multiple winners.
Okay, so
but I
there's a reason why I said you can't have 27, or you can't call dibs on 27.
Okay, here we go. Winner by entry number, and this is for the men's Royal Rumble. The top two numbers are 30 and 27, each of them having four winners apiece.
Okay.
The next highest is the numbers 1 and 24, which have three winners apiece. And then tied behind that is numbers 23, 19, 28, 22, 29, and 2, which all have two wins apiece.
Okay. So what about
the numbers only have one win apiece, Brent?
Now, if you have number 41, they have one win, but there's only 30 people in this year, so there's no chance in hell.
So no chance. And do we know the odds for the women or no?
For the women, let me scroll down. The number that has won the most for the women, and this is a very small sample size because there was only five, was number 28 with two wins.
Okay, good information there. Now, before I announce the order and give you all your numbers, I want you to make your guess on what number you get in this contest.
I've been very low for a number of years.
So what number do you think you get?
One year I actually did have, I believe, 27, and it was Ryback, and it was the year I went, and he finished second. Son of a bitch.
Okay.
I think I'm probably getting something along the lines of a 19. Something that's not bad, but it's not great. But it still has an outside chance.
Okay. Tim, what number do you think you're getting?
Oh, probably 16, 17, or 18, if everything holds the way it has for the last 50 years.
Okay, I need one number. You can't get
17.
Okay. So, here is the order. In the Royal Rumble entry contest drawing results, it goes as follows. Number one goes to Team Chat.
He needs someone to run the gauntlet.
Good luck with that, Matt.
Hey, but that's a three-time winner right there, including Shawn Michaels, and there we go.
There you go. Amy S. comes in at number two, Timothy B. with number three, Subway at number four, Just Me _ Happy Mom gets number five.
Okay.
It's Effing Glitch, a.k.a. Ace, gets number six.
Oh, all right.
Josh S. is number seven, Rob is at eight, Iggy Fan 12 is number nine, and Year of the Violet is number 10.
That okay, would so, be my buddy Doug in Toronto.
So the first third of the Rumble has shaped up pretty well.
All right, that's the first third. We have at number 11, LeMans. Jenna at number 12. Keishi rolls in at number 13.
Lucky Ooh, number Keish. 13, who won the Rumble in 1988.
Oh, by the way, hey, Keishi, I know you're listening to the recording. Howdy. Okay, go ahead.
Former Alberta Heritage Champion. Keishi.
Yes, and he might win another title before he retires. Don't hold your breath.
Coming in at number 14 is the intern, Kane Kittens.
All right, basically in the middle. Okay, that's a dead man zone, but that's okay. Wait, he said 14?
Mm-hmm.
All right, he won in 2018.
Okay.
So there is a chance. Let me see, who was that? That was the year that Shinsuke won.
There you go.
And that number won't win again until 2046.
Write that down. So halfway through, we have the number 15, the Lone Jobber.
Lone Jobber.
At number 16 is Sheila P. Okay, fine. They wanted dibs. They get dibs. Tim got number 17.
Shut up!
Okay.
I don't believe it. I predicted the number that I actually wound up getting.
Yep.
Well, after
that's as close to winning the goddamn Rumble as I'm going to get.
Because actually, number 17 has never won the Royal Rumble.
There's a first time for everything, Lieutenant.
At number 18 is Wit. At number 19 is Lindsay Ward.
She did not get number 30.
And at number 20 is Scrawny B. So those are your first 20 in the contest. Here are your final 10. Witchy Mama is at number 21.
Okay.
Alex Cage is at number 22. Chris P is at 23. Anubis Ash is at 24. At number 25 is me. So I got it. I don't know if that's a good number or not.
They have won once.
Okay.
In 1990.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Can't believe 17 is never fucking.
Let's see. That was. Let me tell you something, brother.
Oh, I don't know if I like my chances or not. Okay. Anyway.
It was the first of his back-to-back wins.
First. I mean, if it was a start of wins, that could be a thing. Okay. Coming in at number 26 is Angrel. Coming in at number 27, which is the prime spot anyone wants, is That One Girl Revived. So there you go. Zoe Flo or Fla.
Okay, yeah. South Florida. His name's Mike.
Okay, he has number 28.
There you go, Mike. You're at number 28. It's one of the favorite spots.
Is it? Is 28 really a favorite spot?
It has won twice in 2005 and 2014.
Vincent Melendez is at number 29. And at number 30, Adam W. So those are your Royal Rumble entry contest result.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
We will announce.
I can't believe that I actually predicted the number I wound up with. That is wild.
We will announce the winners this Saturday after the Royal Rumble.
And Tim is going to get Titus O'Neil.
God, great. Somebody who flies under the ring.
I mean, that's a surefire way to make sure you stay in the match.
It is.
This is true.
Many people have done that strat. So there you go. And that's our show.
That's it, everybody, and we're done. Of course, Rumble Week kicks off tomorrow.
It does.
With Monday Night Raw. 30 years of uncooked, uncensored, un-what?
Raw is Triple X tomorrow night. We'll review it all at 11 p.m. Eastern.
With the Raw post show, yeah. Oh, that music that you played, the Raw intro from when was it? 19, like the mid 90s to the late 90s?
Late 90s into the 2000s.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What is the name? What is the title of that song?
Across the Nation.
Across the Nation, that's it. That is my favorite Raw theme of all time, ever.
Cool.
Absolutely number one. But, hey, you know what? Not a big deal. You can pick whatever the hell you want. Some people like that other one. But I don't. Never mind that. Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern. Do you think that Lindsay might have an opinion or two? Saturday's Royal Rumble?
We are going to be previewing the Royal Rumble this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on The Rack. Speaking of The Rack will be live following the Royal Rumble this Saturday, probably 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll review the entire thing. Once it ends, The Rack Extra reviews the Royal Rumble this Saturday following the Royal Rumble. Speaking of Royal Rumble things, there may be a stream featuring Royal Rumble content on Wednesday. Figuring out all the details. We'll see. So just stay tuned to the social medias to find out if we're going to do more content for content's sake.
Is that a hint as to you getting on the Xbox 14,000 and doing up an AI version of the Royal Rumble?
That is the idea, if I can put all the pieces together.
And get it all recorded and uploaded by Wednesday.
No, it'll be streamed live. We will do it live. If I can get all the ducks in the road to make it work. Yeah, we're gonna do it.
Leap it. We'll do it live.
We're doing it live. But it,
all
we'll
right.
Just
well, that being, if that's the case, make sure that you let me know so I can make sure that I'm home from work in time.
Yeah, it'll be around. If we do it, it'll be like 10-ish.
I'm doing a lot of indoor work at a couple of places this week, and it's going to be long days. So it could be a case of I'm working after you know 10 p.m.
Well,
tonight,
I can't help that. So I may have people with me. We're still working out the details. We'll see.
Just all I'm saying is just keep me updated.
I will. You'll just follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, at WTR Sunday Night on Twitter, WTR Sunday Night on Facebook, and Wild Talk Radio Network on Facebook. And you'll stay up to date on the latest happenings when we go live. Also, if you're on Twitch, twitch.tv/RJLive, turn those notifications on, and you'll get a notification on your phone when we go live. Just download the Twitch app. Simple. Easy. Free.
Nice to know I'm not the only rusty one this week. It took you how long to pick up on that?
We'll be back next Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to review the Royal Rumble.
We're going to give you our thoughts and opinions on my favorite pay-per-view of all time, which is now a premium live event. Yeah, pay-per-view. I don't give a shit what anybody says. grumpy old man mode. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, you've heard the Wild Talk Radio, Wrestle Talk Radio socials. You can follow all of us on the socials. I'm at Flamesworms. You want to check me out. I am basically spending 95% of my time on social media at Flamesworms. If you haven't done so yet, follow me there. You can follow Brent if you feel like it, I guess.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Kane Kittens. You can also hear me, well, not this week, but normally on Saturday nights with CB Radio doing the Intern's Corner, where we learn about music history, entertainment history, some celebrity birthdays, some movie trivia, whatever kind of educational things we think you degenerates need.
All right. And of course, Casey, who's busy hurrying hard. If you're a Canadian, you know what that means. He's curling on Sundays. You can follow him at Kyle Driver. It's like Pile Driver, but with a K instead of a P. And you also want to check out his products on Redbubble. Just go to redbubble.com and type in Casey, and all of his merchandise comes up. And I took a page out of his book. I wound up on Redbubble because of him, but I did not do this because of him. It was a totally different reason that I got involved. I now have a Redbubble account. Rock doesn't like my wrestling shirts, which is understandable, but you can check it out at Stein's Designs on Redbubble. It's S-T-E-I-N-S in Designs. No apostrophe, no space, no nothing like that. Stein's Designs. You can check out everything that I got up there for merchandise. It's just, you know, fun shit. And that being said, thanks to Rock and Lindsay for giving me feedback on a couple of initial designs and ideas. So, thanks, Rock.
Remember, use creator code ROCKETSLOCK in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store, because hashtag Epic Partner, and again, the Amazon Prime link to your Twitch accounts called Prime Gaming, support the channel. Click the purple rectangular button below the screen, because, you know, it's Jeff Bezos' money. He doesn't need it. We do.
There you go. Yeah, but Rock, I was sincere when I said thank you.
You're welcome, Tim.
There you go. That's all I wanted. All right, everybody, have yourselves a great week. Stay in touch with social media to find out what the heck's going on between now and, well, Thursday and then Saturday and then Sunday. That being said, say goodnight, Rock.
Bye, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.